You were married in what year?
57.
Okay.
And then what we did was go to Israel for that year, the Fulbright teacher of American history, and tell me about the job at the end of the year, 69, 60. But we had this emotional encounter with the whole side of Tahrir. I just took over my life. And I spent 90% of that year reading about the Shoah and not about, I mean, really the essay I talk about it, it's a personal essay, it's a personal biography that describes my work in Jewish Christian relations, but I have a book coming out of Jewish Christian relations.
Yeah, I was going to ask you.
But in the meantime, it has the, you know, that description of the whole experience. So it turned me around emotionally completely. In other words, I sort of, when I got through that year, I sort of, well, I want to do something more Jewish than American history, but I didn't know quite what to do. And I came back to Yeshiva. They were very resistant. They were very proud of
your degree.
And they didn't want to give it up. And that's how the shul came to the fore. In other words, in 65, the shul was hiring a new rabbi. They had already decided who they were going to hire. But they needed somebody to fill in for high holidays. Somehow they came to me and asked me to fill in. And what happened was that the rabbi who they had hired decided not to come. There were some problems in the shul and decided not to come. And they asked me to stay on. I never would have done it. They said, but for the fact that I was sort of feeling very tense and sort of frustrated, Yeshiva not letting me. Now I started to teach the Holocaust Yeshiva. That took 3 years, 2 years, I should say. Fighting and politics to get a permission to teach a course in the Holocaust.
Really?
And
why you?
I know it.
It sounds
so hard to do. Well, that was another area of innovation. So, to be fair to YU, one of the things they said to me, show me what other schools teaching this. And when I did the research, there was like two schools in the whole country that had a course. One of them was Brandeis and Marie Serpin. I forget who the other one was. In any event, so it took 2 years of fighting to get that one course through, and that's why I said I was feeling very frustrated. They wouldn't let me do the Jewish stuff. And so when the shul came along, I mean, it wasn't planned. But once they made the offer, I sort of thought, well, here's a way of being Jewish more intensely. So I took the shul full-time, and I cut back at YU.
But you were still on staff, right?
I still had YU, but it was part-time. And it was increasingly part-time because the shul was tremendous. It was great. In the middle of that, for a year, I took a leave from YU and the shul for half-time. I worked half-time at the shul and part-time YU to work for the Center for Russian Jewry, which is the parent of student struggle. Because we were struggling to get student struggle established. The truth is I did not succeed that either. I mean, I raised some money, not enough to establish it, really. And the Akiva Brenbaum carried that thing through. He stayed with it. I mean, I was not successful, and I immediately gave up and said, I'm not good at this, and, you know, I'll go back to the shul and to YU in a more total way. But I was part of that whole atmosphere. So again, to make a long story short, again, the theology reflects the life experiences, I mean, no question, including, as I say, in a certain sense, my career reflected American Jewry coming of age, coming into acceptance, Israel coming of age, coming acceptance. So it's very hard sometimes to separate your personal life, your personal emotions from your historical or, you know, but that's inescapable. And I do say in this essay too, 61-62 sort of really pushed me into Holocaust and I didn't have an outlet fully at that point. 74-75 went back for second year and that was supposed to be to write the book about the Holocaust theology. I didn't get the book written. It was just, I guess, emotionally too hard. I generally have, well, my life, and I found writing sounds funny because I've written a lot, but not easy, and that particularly was hard to do.